Yeah.
All right.
Hey, the episode.
These aren't out.
No, they're not. Cute. We love a good sweatsuit, don't we? Welcome to another episode of On That Note.
It's the first time you sang that today.
I couldn't leave without doing it.
I know.
You know, it's like the signature.
Yep. It's her thing.
But Black owned.
Well, you brought a bunch.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were very generous with their perfumes. And this episode is touching to me because I know that as a Black female entrepreneur in this day and age, it's not easy.
Yep.
We're not really taken seriously. And so to see these brands that actually created something that's so beautiful, and then also the packaging, it's just so, it like makes me so happy to see that these brands are actually doing well too.
Yep.
I mean, we got gifted by several Black-owned brands. And
but we also went and bought some ourselves too because it's like this shit's really good.
Oh yeah, no. We actually became like, we'll talk
fans.
About it. We became like crazy fans. But yeah, if I brought the same stuff that Lena has and we're just going to do it all together.
Yep.
So yeah. Why don't you start with the Midas Touch?
Okay. Yes. So this one, I actually put it on again last night just to refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I have to note right now, I love this heavy like cap. It almost feels like it's a magnet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love like just little touches like that. But this, I love orange blossom. We actually smelled these for the first time a while ago. Like I had just gotten back from a trip and we were at Soho House. And I liked it so much that Roberta was like, okay, you can have that one.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find, they have their other perfumes on Fragrantica, but I couldn't find Midas Touch. So I just went to their website.
Midas Touch was not on there. And I thought I had it in my thing somewhere. I don't see it. But I did take a
screen. One thing I will say, okay, so this is just a very pleasing and beautiful scent all around.
Yeah.
But the dry down is like OD amazing. I put it on last night just when I was like picking my favorites. Cause honestly, from all of these brands that we have, like I have a lot of favorites, but I really wanted to pick some that I'm like, this is one that I wear, one that I really love. So I had to refresh my memory. And like this creamy orange blossom right in the top.
Midas Touch by Tabo, by the way. Tabo.
Did
is
I say
the,
that? I don't know if I did. I said Tabo. Maybe you did. Top is mandarin, orange, and lavender. So that's the smooth. But then it goes right into orange blossom, jasmine, peony, and rose.
Mm.
And the base, which I can already smell coming out. Oh, it's just very
it's
warm
beautiful.
And sexy and beautiful. The base is musk, oat musk, vanilla, praline, cedar, and ambergris. Everything about this scent
it's beautiful.
Is so smooth.
It is.
And it just feels refined. Like I literally put this on when I was packing the stuff and then when I was getting ready for bed before my shower. And that's one of my favorite telltale things is when I'm playing with a perfume. You
Where
know when
to
you
bed.
Immediately get in the shower, though, and that steam and that heat comes up,
yeah.
and all of a sudden your fragrance is, like, amplified?
Oh, yes.
And the dry down had come up off my skin, and I was like, holy shit, this is so good. I could actually even smell it on my towel again this morning. It's so pretty. It's just, like, a refined, smooth, very just luxurious scent to me. This is a year-round scent. I love lavender and scents. I fucking love jasmine and orange blossom. I feel like I say that every single time we film. But like, again, you know what I just said in the last episode, any oak moss or moss note in the base, it always seems to just like smooth out and round out. Like it just gives this richness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. Midas Touch is a perfect name for it too.
So Tabo is actually a clean beauty brand. So it's another one of those clean fragrances. They're pure, natural, non-toxic, preservative-free, cruelty-free. So that's nice. You know, I think like you mentioned, bless you.
Excuse me.
We've been smelling perfumes all
day.
So
it's not that though. It's the fluff from these blankets.
Oh, I know. Oh my God.
I think.
Yeah.
So you know what? That is an interesting thing because I think for me, my just uneducated brain on a lot of these clean brands is that you I assume mm-hmm. that maybe it won't be as potent or as strong or have like this staying power and stuff like that.
Right.
And it fully does.
I expect it to smell like coconut oil out the jar. Right.
Just kind of like.
Like earthy.
Yeah. This is a but rich. But it's beautiful. This is a very rich, it's smooth, beautiful. Elegant scent. I really like it.
So the one that I'm going to review is also by Tabo. And
oh, I wanted to smell this one.
The cherry saffron.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting because I think it came out not that – I mean, it came out a while ago maybe. I'm not sure, but
– Came out a while ago or maybe you don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it came out. I'm trying to find it. Okay.
This one was on Fragrantica. I saw.
Yeah, this one was on Fragrantica. So cherry saffron, I'm not sure when it came out, but it's interesting because it's like coming – it's here with the world of all the other cherries, cherry scents.
Which is nice.
Yeah, so –
I mean, cherry and saffron, to me, I love saffron. It's I do got too. That little bit of a leathery scent sometimes, but like I think it's like a very rich, bitch quality in a scent.
So I think at the time. I think
saffron is like one of the most expensive herbs in the world.
I think at the time, you know, because it has bitter almond at the top, I think at the time you were like, oh, I can't do the almond, but let's see how you feel now.
Oh, I did smell that one.
You did. We were at Soho, yeah.
All I know is this one stood out to me. I was like, it's everything I like in a scent.
Yeah, mine
is. And you know what? At that time, I didn't even really like cherry scents either.
You
did? And now I've got like fucking five. Oh, this is pretty.
It's very pretty.
You know what I love? It's got
it smells like lost cherry, but a softer version of it. A mild, soft.
It smells like really luxurious, like spa, you know?
Yeah. Almost like you want to say clean, soap. Like
not soap, but like almost like hair care or body lotion. But it's like that high-end spa quality. And then the cherry comes in.
Like Jergens almond, sweet almond lotion.
It's really good. Yeah. It's comforting.
So the main accords is sweet, cherry, almond, amber, nutty, woody, vanilla, fruity, balsamic, and rose. All my favorites. Yep. Love it. Top notes is cherry, bitter, almond. Middle is cherry, syrup. Cherry and then syrup, rose, jasmine, sambac.
I don't know.
And then tonka bean, sandalwood, and Peru balsam is in the base notes. Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
So you kept the Midas touch, but I would have kept that too.
Yeah.
So Tabo, can you send me another Midas touch, please? And send her another cherry saffron because we really enjoyed your perfumes, yeah. And if this is what clean is about, I'm all in.
I mean, and that's what I will say again, is this morning when I took a shower, I could smell this on my towel this morning. So that's a full however many hours
that's
later.
That's great. And you know it lasts.
Lasting.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Take care of your damn self.
Tecoids. We're obsessed. AKA tecoids. We became... Oh, shit. We became obsessed and we bought yep.
And I literally just placed an order for her new one like 2 days
stush.
Ago. Yeah. And the I Young brought. And the Restless, which I had never smelled yet. So I was like, every single one I've gotten from her, I've fucking loved.
I know.
So I'm just like, okay, it can't hurt.
So tecoids popped up on our post when we were like, hey. Shit. Name your brands, you know, that you black owned that you really love. And she popped up numerous times. And so I was like, okay, you know, she's got a little cult following.
Yep.
And the popular one that we fell in love with.
Tears of a Thousand Virgins. So one thing we have to pull up her site because her descriptions and her names just add to the experience of the whole brand. Because let me like say, you know when you love like a marketing thing, right? It's like fun. It's like you buy into the names and it's like, I want to smell like the streets. I want to smell like a Venus thirst trap. But the thing is, the scents live up to the names. They are fucking sexy.
Amazing.
They smell sexy. I've mixed all. So right now I have Tears of a Thousand Virgins, The Streets, and Venus Thirst Trap. They literally all smell good together. But they also, like The Streets smells fucking amazing.
By itself.
With Another 13. I find that they mix really nicely.
Another 13 and what else?
The Streets.
Oh, The Streets. Yep. No, The Streets and...
Another 13.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Oh, like I'll wear The Streets and Venus Thirst Trap together.
Oh, okay.
I'll wear... But no, like I've noticed that perfume. The Streets and Another 13 have this similar muskiness to them.
Mm.
that brings out this, like,
that's my favorite.
Ooh, they're so good together.
Okay, gotta try it.
Tears of a Thousand Virgins, I've honestly layered with almost all of my scents. One of the ones I really like it with is the Prada Paradox Intense. It just brings out this, anything you're wearing, it'll make it like 100 times sexier.
So for the Tears of a Thousand Virgins,
yeah, read her descriptions.
Well, I was just going to give the notes. Oh. Powder, musk, fruit, vanilla, and florals. But you can read the description if you have it.
So I just think they're fun. So cute and funny.
Yeah.
Tears, because I like to write little things for my colors and my clothing. And it's like, it adds to the whole
experience. Probably do that on my site. Yeah.
So is Tears of a Thousand Virgins is to remind you to take care of your action, and whilst doing so, waft of absolute sweet powdery fruit with a hint of musk on that last note. Men and women go wild for it, and its seductiveness. Light enough yet attention grabbing. Virgins didn't cry into a bottle for nothing. Come, let's go play.
Tears of a Thousand Virgins.
So her new one is Stush. She doesn't go into the notes, but she's got a little
I don't have
description
it in here.
Or what do you use a dictionary for? Definition. Fucking early morning for us today, guys. Smart, wealthy, or classy, adjective, informal. Stush. Afro-Caribbean, snobbish. So this is that stuck up hot bitch vibe.
This is Stush. So we got a little sample of it. But I think it's available on her website, right?
Yep.
You're able to buy
That's what I bought.
So I feel like I got to let this sit on me. Maybe I should put it on now.
Then I also got Blue Lotus, which I love. Venus Thirst Trap.
I have the Blue Lotus.
Venus Thirst Trap is to be worn by someone who ain't here to play. This melange of musk and rose is powerful and will trap the attention of anyone who is lustful as your thirsty self. As you mess up the unknowing humans in your path today, don't act like you don't know what you're doing, you calculating beast.
Stephanie is so funny. So Stephanie is the owner of the company and
sensuous full bloom robe with an rose with an earthy deep musk. It's very sexy.
That's the Stush.
That is the Venus Thirst Trap.
Oh, the Venus Thirst Trap. Yeah.
Which I like to mix with Blue Lotus, which is,
I have the Blue Lotus right here.
The Cleopatra wore this exquisite Blue Lotus, gliding in her queendom, wafting of this captivating oil. Now it is your turn to adorn this potent and rich fragrance. Whether you're trying to party like it's 3200 BC Egypt, seduce a human, balance your chakras, or relax in a meditative state whilst opening your third eye, Blue Lotus is your magic potion. She's like, 1 to 2 freaking drops. Don't play with her. Using too much will have you playing Twister naked in your living room.
Well, no, Blue Lotus.
Writing a thesis to create solar-powered utopia on some island in South Pacific whilst blowing on a harmonica for inspiration. I mean, if that doesn't paint a picture.
Oh, my God. It definitely does. So the notes are rich, aquatic, floral, aphrodisiac. And you know what's funny is I usually don't go for aquatic scents, but this was like the first one that I smelled and I was like, oh shit, this is amazing. Yeah. So after smelling this, that's when I smelled Tears of a Thousand Virgins and I was sprung.
That one is, I mean,
oh my God.
I would say the three I have here, Tears of a Thousand Virgins, The Streets, and Venus Thirst Trap, when they're mixed in any combination of
together,
these,
we have the same ones.
Oh, I'm not even kidding. I think I have 4 or 5 of the Tears, 4 or 5 of the Streets. Venus Thirst Trap, I only have one. I need to get another one. And then I have Blue Lotus. I just ordered a couple more.
I always get a whole bunch of Tears of a Thousand Virgins, and then I end up giving them out to friends.
I wouldn't.
I did.
I know, yeah, you're like, so kind, you know, but for me, when I like that too, but when I really love something, I'm like, I'm sorry, here's the link, and I'll keep mine.
Well, now I'm doing that from now on, but yeah, I have a few that are in my stash because these are potent oils, but I find myself like wanting to reapply, not because you have to, but just because you want to. Yeah, it's really nice.
Oh, you know what? Venus Thirst Trap.
Oh, Tears of a Thousand Virgins. It says notes of purity and intact coochie.
Yeah.
The Streets. This one says notes of frolicking and where you shall be. I love that. And then Venus Thirst Trap. Can you read yours?
Notes of unquenchable lust.
What is it?
Notes of unquenchable lust. Which
mine
is actually
all messed up because it's been in my purse.
I just put it on right now because this one actually would also smell really good with another 13. It's just fire.
Oh my God. So yeah, she is really, she did an amazing job.
They're really, really beautiful. Really beautiful.
So go to Tecoy's and get your scents.
All right. Brown Girl Jane.
Brown Girl Jane. And they sent us these cute sweatshirts. So.
They sent us the cutest packages, like OD. They sent us so much.
No, they did.
Like, and, you know, beautiful boxes, beautiful packaging. But that's how you're packaging. Supposed
to. Like, yeah. I can't split a perfume with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, give me my own.
They spoiled us.
Yeah, they did. But that's how it should be.
Yeah. But I met them for the first time at Roberta's birthday 2022.
Oh, yeah.
I had just had to put my cat down the day before.
I remember that.
And she called me and I was like, I think I would be nice to get out of the house. And I remember being like, should I go? I'm feeling so vulnerable. And then it was just like us four. And it was the best energy. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I came because I was feeling so low. And they were good both vibes. Wearing one of their perfumes. And I was like, shit, you guys do a really – I don't know if they were these. I think these might be from their newer collection.
Yeah, I think they might have been wearing something from their Wonderlust collection.
But
which is,
I was like, damn, that's so cool. Like, we're obsessed with fragrance. And we hadn't even started our podcast yet.
No.
So it's just kind of funny how it all worked out.
It all came together.
And so they had sent us these beautiful packages. But I've been, like, on an OD cleaning spree. And I'm on this feng shui tip where, like, everything in my house has to have a place. So if it doesn't have a place yet, because I've been having to redo my perfume shelves, I've just been keeping it in my laundry room and like trying to keep it as organized as possible. So yesterday I was like, oh shit, I need to pick my favorite because I'm not going to just do some bullshit. I need to
believe it. Yeah.
And oh my God, I was so pleasantly surprised by these. I picked Dusk and Dare and I'm actually really excited because I will be wearing these. Like,
well, what's funny is I think with their whole collection, I enjoyed everything out of their collection.
Yeah,
there's just
totally.
Some that I gravitated
some that were,
more to.
Yeah, that were just very, that spoke to me.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
Exactly.
They're all beautiful.
So which one are you starting out with?
I'm going to start with Dare.
Okay.
Which I think is another cherry one. Yeah, I think they say it called Cherry Stiletto on their site.
Cherry. We should have had a cherry episode.
I know, right? Because they do it in such a beautiful way.
They do do?
They do. This is really pretty.
I'm such a kid. I always do that.
Because you know what? Have you smelled this? Is lychee and cherry right?
I know. I love it.
It's so, because you know, you see pepper and sometimes it's too much. It's so
But the pepper
pretty.
Goes away and then, yeah.
Then in the middle notes, it's damask cherry or damask rose. I'm reading the next one. Cherry blossom and pink peony. And then in the base, it's leather, amber musk, woodsy. The accords are floral, fresh, fruity, cherry, rose, tropical, amber, leather, animalic, and fresh, spicy.
It gives you a hint of everything.
Yeah.
It really
does. As it dries down, levels. I do smell the fresh, spicy now.
I do too.
To me, this is very feminine, girly, sexy. This is one of those cherry scents. Considering the notes, I actually think it's light and pretty enough that I could wear this to the gym. I could kind of wear it anywhere.
I think so. I think a lot of – honestly, I think the Brown Girl Jane scents are – majority of them are skin scents, I think. But I think they did that intentionally so that you can – like they're safe to wear every day in the office, at work.
And I like how you can really layer, like, with their collections that you can kind of play around with,
like
layering
mix and
them
match.
All. Yeah, which we love doing.
Yeah. Let's do Dust, since that's also...
Oh, my God. This one, I smelled Dare first, and I was like, shit, this is really nice. And then I smelled Dusk, and I was like, oh, okay, this is mine.
You know we love a lactonic.
Scent.
Anything with milk.
And the word nectar. I'm like, please.
Oh, Dusk is... it, honey.
I'm just going to spray it on me.
I love it. It's just comforting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is so good.
It's so good. Now, I can see myself wearing this in the winter and the summer because, like, you want to wear it on the beach.
This is, like, anytime you want something cozy and milky and sexy and soft.
Oh, it's like a...
It reminds me of, like, really luxurious, expensive, like, 300 thread count sheets with, like...
Ooh. I was going to say, it reminds me of a milky pina colada.
Ooh, yeah, I could see that though.
Yeah.
But it just, it's got that luxurious vibe, you know?
It's really nice.
When you're like getting into a bed with really expensive sheets and your legs are freshly shaved and you're like crawling in.
It's like a photo op right there.
This is really pretty.
So I chose Dawn. And Dawn is also a amber creamy floral.
Yeah, I have it pulled up here.
And The main accords are vanilla, amber, powdery, floral, aromatic, soft, spicy, fruity, aquatic, tomato, tomato, green, fresh. The top notes are raspberry bloom, cassis, water lily, amber, iris petals, violet leaf, and base notes, Madagascar vanilla, bourbon vanilla, and vetiver.
Vetiver?
Yeah, you know what I meant.
Oh my God, you know what? In Dusk, they have almonds too. This is a very funny day for me because almost all of my favorites that I brought
are starting to have almonds. So this is like, to me, it's like a definitely like a, it says amber creamy floral, but the fruits really, I feel like it's a fruity floral. It actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Right? Yeah. This is Dawn.
It's very smooth.
The raspberry opens up. You smell the raspberry right away.
I love raspberry note.
Yeah, this is really pretty. And then the next one is Bahia. Bahia by Brown Girl Jane. And it's in this Wonderlust collection.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. I think I ordered, like when we met up with them that day, I ordered from them that day.
You did?
Yeah. I love to support.
Let me see. Yeah, they're great. I think you would like Casablanca. Casablanca, I think I might have it.
Is that from their first? I ordered for their whole first collection.
Yeah, that one has like a little leather.
I have it because I have like in my second bathroom, I have like my little hotel setup, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I have like an array of different perfumes. I have theirs in there.
This one's fresh too. And I can see like that as a vacation, tropical.
Ooh,
like
I like this.
Going away on vacation.
Yeah, I have this.
I really like the Bahia.
This is
too.
Really pretty.
Well, you have it too because they sent us the whole thing. Yeah, it's very exotic smelling. Lamu has a little gardenia in it. I'm not a big gardenia fan, but I can see like anybody that liked Michael Kors, you know. I know that's like Kim Kardashian's favorite note is gardenia. For me, not so much. But that Casablanca, I want you to smell that because it has like a suede. It has a beautiful suede note in there. And
you know, I like a leathery suede note. Always.
I think you'll like this one. It's really, really nice.
I actually
put
on white suede before bed tonight, Tom Ford.
Oh, you did?
Last night. Oh, this is interesting.
Do you smell
the
suede?
It reminds me of something. I do. I smell suede, but I smell something else. What are the notes?
So it's incense, marshmallow, cardamom in the top. Middle notes is suede, vanilla, orchid, saffron.
Saffron.
You smell the saffron. And then the base notes is sandalwood, musk, and amber. The main accords is powdery, amber, musky, warm, spicy, woody, sweet, leather, floral, balsamic, and smoky.
Cool.
Yeah. I think this is like a sexy one. It's kind of like a sultry. It has a sultry smell. So I love this whole collection, to be honest with you. There's not one that I wouldn't wear, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's just very they're subtle. They're not loud. Their skin scents to me, I don't know how other people feel like the projection is or the sillage, but I think overall they're really nice quality. I love the bottles. I think they're really
That's why I put them in my bathroom because I just think they look
they're
so
pretty. They're so cute. They're really cute. And I think they have a perfumer that works with them that also helped with Ariana Grande's perfume as well.
Yeah.
So I can see that.
Yep.
You know, connotation or correlation or whatever the
word
is.
Yeah, because they're just like Ariana's, they're just easily likable. Like it's a crowd pleaser.
Crowd pleaser it is. So kudos to Brown Girl Jane. I love it.
Brown Girl Jane, Tecoids, take care of your damn self. And Tebow. Thank you so much for gifting your.
You ladies are amazing. You're doing the damn thing. Because, you know, the fragrance realm is really difficult.
Yeah.
It's hard to break into. What's that guy? There's that black guy that that they have his fragrances at Scent Bar. I forgot the name.
I don't know.
Shit.
It's new or no?
He has some that are new. Let me just Google it real quick. Okay. So the black perfumer, his name is Chris Collins, and he actually went into the Scent Bar and he spoke to Johnny. Johnny told me this story. So Johnny works at the Scent Bar and he's, you know, one of my favorites because he can like smell everything and he knows what's what. But He said that he felt like he may have been talking him out of doing the perfume. I guess Chris Collins spoke to him and was like, hey, I'm like creating my own brand. And he's like, yeah, it's really difficult. You know how they talk about like the restaurant industry? Like, yeah, you know, like one 9 out of 10 restaurants closed down within the first year. So he said that he was like telling him like, yeah, it's difficult. Like, I don't know. And he's like, he ended up doing so good. And now his like perfumes are blowing up. They're in the scent bar. They're online. And he's like, I don't know if like I was motivation for him or if I was like, you know,
here's the thing,
one of the negative when naysayers.
God tells you that you're meant to do something. Do you know how many people tried to scare me out of starting my own brand?
Oh, yeah.
The market is so oversaturated, this and that. I remember when I was in Vancouver, some girl was like, because I was going to go to Toronto first and then LA.
Yeah.
And then when I was finally brave enough to move, I was like, fuck it, bitch. Go straight to LA. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, are you going to fuck around in Toronto? But she was like, don't go there. Everybody's out for themselves. Nobody helps each other. Da-da-da-da. I had the worst experience. And I was like, with
that
all due
respect. That was your experience.
I literally said, I'm like, with all due respect, you are not me. I am meant to do this. There's nothing. Nobody can tell me anything that will scare me out of doing what I know I'm meant to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when I wanted to open the med spa, you know, I was working out of a little office. And the manager there, you know, she was supportive, but at the same time, there were times where she'd be like, you know, I'm really scared for you. I worry about you. And I'm like, don't worry about me. I'm good.
And
I'm good.
Here, guys, I've been doing so much research on just the metaphysical plane and the energy that we can send back and forth to each other, watching a lot of people's near-death experience videos and things that they've said. And our thoughts have so much power. Thinking of something of someone has a certain weight. Saying the words have even more, and the action has even more. So if you are worried about someone, the best thing, you know, our parents always worry for us. I told my mom this. I sent her a video. I was just like, if you're worried about someone going through a tough time, the best thing you can do for them is sit, even if it's a little 5-minute meditation of everything working out for them. Don't waste your energy worrying. Think of the best case scenario for them. I don't need your worry.
Right. Like it also, if it wasn't even solicited, like I don't need you giving me your opinion.
Well, that's a lot of people are always going to project things that they're too afraid to do onto you.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why I don't tell a lot of people my plans until I've already done it.
You know what? Sometimes it's best to do that
because
you just don't want anybody trying to put taint.
We already have
your mind.
Our own fears. We're fighting through them anyway.
We have to fight through
that.
So
it's like, I don't need your shit on top of this.
Exactly. So, yeah.
But yeah. Thank you so much.
So, thank you.
Such beautiful
Amazing,
work.
Amazing, beautiful. And go to Tecoids. Go to Brown
we'll
Girl
put everybody's
Jane,
info here
Tabo,
so you guys can check it out.
And support Black business.
Cheers.
Cool.